in a convertible BMW with his girlfriend.
As hard as it was to live above him and love him, it must have been way harder to be his wife and love him. But God, what a great guy. He is definitely a shocking dose of a different kind of reality. He is above the law.
He did feel like you were meeting some kind of Jesse James character. Yes. That was like, time could be running out on this guy. Like, was he ever going to get kind of pinned down for any...
Was there going to be a shootout?
Yeah. But you kind of knew in your heart of hearts that he would win. And he would get to his boat.
Yes.
She Said, He Said was produced by Bob Carlson. Consequences is a Falling Tree production for BBC Radio 3.
And you can find out what happens in the end in our week-long Game of Consequences when it concludes tomorrow evening at the same time, 10:45. Time now is 11 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3, time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. Max, good evening.
Good evening, Ian. I'm not going to play Consequences, but I am going to ask you a question.
No.
Did you ever have a treasured 78 RPM record, or are you just too young?
Well, I have a confession to make that I have quite a large collection of 78s that once belonged to Humphrey Littleton. And the real confession is I've never played them.
Well, but that's a luxurious collection, because this is what happened to me. I was bought Catch a Falling Star on a 78 RPM record when I was little, but it was a cover of the Perry Como hit. It was actually by Ricky Henderson on the cheapo Woolworths Embassy label. Times were tough. Here's a real 78 RPM treasure from Thailand, from 1966, Lam Ken. It's a Ram Wong, or circle dance, sung by Flun Fromden, a farm boy who became a star of Thai country music.
บ่ลืมบ่ลืมแม่สาวเอ้ยอ้ายบ่ลืม a black-haired girl in Scully Square after the war. And I drank to get drunk, and I sank, and I stunk like a drunk on the subway floor. And I never did marry Kathy O'Shea. She met another and they went their way to the wind. You're a toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. But I'll be back around to show you all something someday. There are some things that must remain secret. Find no good reason to tell. There's too many men telling their secrets these days, and I'd like to tell them to all go to hell. So I never had dreams, and they never came true, as far as you know anyway. To the wind, you're a toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. Back around to show you all something someday. Glory be to the highest of trees we used to climb, my brother and me. High on her limbs, two laughing hyenas over West Roxbury Cemetery. To the wind, you're a toy, just a thin Irish boy coming back home from a war. Just a face in the crowd, just a drunken out loud. Just you try looking down, 'cause I'll be back around to show you all something someday. Show you all something someday.
Patsy Griffin on piano and vocals, singing Irish Boy. It's from her novella-like concept album, American Kid, on which she's occasionally joined by a kid from West Bromwich, Robert Plant. The late Fred Anderson was a hard bopper, a tenor sax man who was very much of the 60s avant-garde and a founder member of Chicago's influential Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, otherwise known as AACM. In the 1990s, he got a new lease of life playing with drummer Hamid Drake. This is Leap Forward from their Back Together Again album, recorded in 2004. Richard Dawson on guitar and Rodri Davis on pedal harp, and it's from Richard's recent classic, The Glass Trunk. Now, they've since become a regular occasional duo, calling themselves Dawson Davies, Hen Ogledead. Well, sorry to mangle the Welsh language there. You can see them live this weekend at Newcastle's truly appetising Tusk Festival, which also features artists like Mark Fell, Oran Ambarchi, Hacker Farm, and Jessica Kenny with Ivan Kang. And I wish I was going. Maybe next year. Are you setting off for the Tusk Festival or indeed any other musical destination this weekend? Why not tell us about it? Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction. Email us lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. We'd like to hear what you're up to. By the way, before the Dawson Davies gem, I played Tempestade by Tiarkov. He's from Belo Horizonte in southeast Brazil, and he's a musical comrade of Graviola, the Brazilian band who played for us on our stage at the Latitude Festival a few months back before it got cold. Now, let's turn our attention to Pascal Dussapin's I Pesci, which started life in Corsica when a fisherman called Louis Schiavo wrote to him, and he said, I guess, dear Mr. Dussapin, or Monsieur Dussapin, no doubt. I know that all your solo pieces have titles beginning with an I, so I suggest I Pesci, fish. I earn my living from fishing, and it is because of fish that I am able to commission this piece from you. And anyway, the colour of the flute makes it look like a sardine.
Thank you.
Pascal Dussapin's I Pesci, performed by Juliette Hurel. At the end of this month, on 30th of October, we'll hear which album has won the Mercury Prize this year. Is it really going to be David Bowie? Or more likely, I reckon, Immunity, the album by the producer, composer, remixer and indeed long-term collaborator of Brian Eno and Coldplay, John Hopkins.
Lên thác kia còn cô đã vậy, ấy mấy cô xuồng gành cô làm sao cái con tôi bây giờ đã chót chứ thương à giao. Thank you.
another track from the Longing for the Past Southeast Asian box set of 78 RPMs. It was recorded in Vietnam in 1931. Orchestra Batam with Chant de Batalier, Song of the Boatmen, in which an anonymous vocalist was joined by a two-string violin, the Dan Ni, and many a percussionist. They were performing a song connected with funeral rites. The boatmen are crossing the river to ensure the arrival of the deceased in paradise. But just in time, we get to the next piece, Awake, Awake. It's from The Full English, an incarnation on CD of music from an amazing array of collections of early 20th century British folk songs, from which the English Folk Dance and Song Society have created the most comprehensive searchable database imaginable. The Full English, indeed. So here's Faye Heald raising her voice with those of Seth Lakeman, Martin Simpson, Nancy Carr, Sam Sweeney, Rob Harbron and Ben Nichols.
Awake, awake, you drowsy sleeper. Awake, awake, it is dawn of day. How can you lie there so long in sleeping, since you have stolen my heart away? Awake, awake, it is dawn of day. How can you lie there so long in sleeping, since you have stolen my heart away? Be gone, be gone, you'll wake my father. My mother, she will you quickly hear. Go tell your tales to some other lover, and whisper softly all in her ear. Awake, awake, it is dawn of day. Go tell your tales to some other lover, and whisper softly all in her ear. I won't be gone, for I have no other. You are the girl I do much admire. 'Tis I, my dear, who do love you deeply, and thoughts of love that have brought me here. Awake, awake, it is dawn of day. 'Tis I, my dear, who do love you deeply, and thoughts of love that have brought me here. The old man heard the young couple talking, so nimble he stepped out from his bed. He put his head to the bedroom window. Young Johnny, dear, he has turned and fled. Awake, awake, it is dawn of day. He put his head to the bedroom window. Young Johnny, dear, he has turned and fled. So much for love and the valiant-hearted. So much for faithful and strong young men. I'll turn my bed on the morrow morning and call young Johnny return again. Awake, awake, it is dawn of day. I'll turn my bed on the morrow morning and call young Johnny return again. Thank you.
Running Late, Red Note Ensemble and Kuljit Bamra. Tabla player Kuljit never sits still for long, and this summer his Reels to Raga cross-genre project played music just like that in a series of concerts and free workshops on the Hebridean islands of Cole, Skye and Harris. Now, the Red Note players are Robert Irvine on cello, Jacqueline Shave on violin and Tom Hankey on viola. And what a great noise they all make together. Before that, Exhibition of Objects, another Heiner Goebbels composition from his Sifterdinger album, and Installation, in which five grand pianos, all played in different mechanical ways, form part of a set that inched menacingly towards the audience across tanks of inky black liquid. I really wish I'd seen it. And in fact, my producer, he has seen it. It's that good, he says. I also wished I'd seen an Arthur Russell gig. My producer hasn't either. When he died in 1992, Arthur left behind many songs, which he probably considered unfinished. But here's one of them, In the Light of the Miracle.
partnering the ride to pitch a tent and go inside. Thank you.
In the Light of the Miracle. A final track for this week from Arthur Russell, whose musical vision, cello playing and composing spread itself across much of the New York music scene in the 70s and 80s, from minimalism to disco to dance to hip-hop. And talking of the New York scene, and remembering last night's obsession with theremins here on Late Junction, well, we've dug out a very fine theremin CD called Theremin Noir, which mostly concerns itself with exploring the music of Bernard Herrmann. But this is an original track by the band being Rob Schwimmer on theremins, Yuri Kane on piano, and Mark Feldman on violin. This is a track called Parade on Mars.
Thank you.
The first piece from Book One of Michael Finnessy's Transcriptions of Verdi. That was based on music from his opera Oberto. And don't forget, you can find full details of our Verdi 200 celebrations on the BBC Radio 3 web pages. That's Belarus with a soul jazztronica version of the Django Reinhardt Stefan Grappelli tune Minor Swing. And that swings us all the way to the end of this week on Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt. I'll be back next week, but there's still time for an interesting excursion aboard Steamboat Switzerland tonight. This is their Zeitschrei number 2. Bon voyage and thanks for listening. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Music for Piano Trio starts the programme today in a concert given in Warsaw in March 2012 by the Altenberg Trio from Vienna. Trios by Shostakovich and Ravel to come later, but they start with Beethoven. He chose the Piano Trio as the form that introduced him to the world, aged 25, when he published a set of three of them as his Opus 1. Haydn had put the Piano Trio on the musical map, and Beethoven's uneasy relationship with his ex-teacher probably explains why he only returned to the trio 13 years later in his Opus 70. This is the second of them in E-flat major. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.